Okay, sure. My name is Cody Norris. That's CODY. And is it November, ORRIS? I'm Public Affairs for Mark Twain National Forest. Thanks for contacting us. And we do have a fire here on the Mark Twain National Forest that started this weekend, and we have crews responding to it. They had a good initial response and identified kind of a boundary within which they would try to stop it so that they could do some direct attack, but then also have an indirect strategy as where to contain it. And so they've been working that and have a pretty good boundary around it. So even though the size looks big, it's within a boundary that we're comfortable working from to stop it. So there is a solid plan that's working to stopping its progression. We expect to have it contained completely by the end of the week. So right now there's no cause for public alarm. However, we would like people to try to stay away from that area, both for their own safety, but also to so it doesn't impede firefighter efforts or, have too many vehicles on the roads whenever firefighters are trying to work along roadsides to, stop any type of flame progression. So I think overall, we just, want to look at this as a reminder that fires can happen in the winter. So, be careful with fire out in the forest, both at home and whenever you're out, visiting your national forest. And then also for property owners, it's a reminder that to think FireWise. You can visit the FireWise website and learn about how to make your property less prone to intense wildfire effects.